It's Thursday. It is time to talk about what wasn't news this week. Shane Anderson comes in, gives you a bit of a taste of some of the empty news calories you might have been filling yourself up with before letting you know the one nutritious treat that should have been in your diet. Shane, a very good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, was it I'm imagining it was just a very quiet news week, not much going on?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
I mean, every week's a quiet news week when you're on the internet. Look, there is just this week. I'm a little bit bewildered by some of the not news headlines coming out this week, and I really have to start with the story that some vendors in Bali have been selling satay chicken skewers when they're actually dog meat.
Wow.
Now, this is a really interesting story and situation, but quite frankly, it was solely designed to make every white Australian with a Bintang singlet choke on their cornrows. Scandal in Bali. Blasted across the headlines, shock horror, and it was discovered by an investigative journalist posing as a documentary filmmaker, which isn't a great cover. In fact, it's kind of the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a detective, I'm actually a police officer.
Some award-winning journalism right there. And, you know, it's a weird story because, of course it's unethical, right? It's a bad thing that one person was discovered selling dog meat to tourists. And quite frankly, my personal view, eating dog meat is highly unethical. But you know what else is unethical? Loudmouth Australians turning a beautiful Indonesian island into the last days of Rome solely because it's cheaper there to exploit the residents.
That is pretty unethical.
This is not news to the max.
Alrighty, pop it in the not news bin.
All right. And next up, we have the also huge, huge breaking news is Ken dolls. You know, the heterosexual life partner of Barbie. The marketing news everyone has been talking about, Ken is back.
Ken is back.
Ken is back, and he's been updated for 2017, which apparently means a few things. First, that they have slightly darker skin in a half-assed attempt to be multicultural.
Okay.
They look like they're straight out of Bondi, and they wear non-prescription glasses.
It's pretty good. Finally, men getting the representation we've been demanding in media for so long.
And, you know, people online are applauding this as well. But, guys, it's a hunk of plastic. Get over it. Who even uses? I mean, I'm not for. But who even uses Barbie or Ken dolls anymore? Is that something kids use? I thought they had, like, you know, fidget spinners and, I don't know, Pokemon cards, Tamagotchis. Something more interesting than a plastic dude.
You are too young to sound this out of touch.
I'm very old at heart.
All right, so Ken dolls can get in the bin as well?
Ken dolls are gone. And finally, the not news for this week was the headline that stopped me in my tracks. The best one was from news.com.au, who announced this week that researchers find penis-esque sea creature in ocean off Australia.
Penis-esque?
Penis-esque.
Penis-esque?
Yes. So, yeah, guys, if you're eating like a banana right now, put it down for a minute. I'm going to talk about this sea creature called the peanut worm.
Peanut worm.
Yep. I mean, you can Google a picture of it. I feel like everyone's got a good mental image of what it looks like. They was found in the deep ocean, and cue massive headlines everywhere, including every possible joke about the male organ. I'm talking every possible joke. And most of them are in the news.com.au article.
Oh, they would be at a rough guess.
Yeah. I mean, look, yes, it looks like a translucent penis. We can probably move along as a society from that.
But let's be honest, these days when we talk about something being phallic, we usually just mean it's longer than it is wide and we're going to have a giggle about it anyway.
I'm going to take it you haven't seen the picture
of this.
I have
now. And yeah, all right, I can see some points here, possibly. Yeah,
but sure. The thing is, this is actually a pretty cool story if you scroll down to the very last paragraph of the article when you find out that this was found by a team of Australian researchers who found a whole bunch of crazy species in an area called the Eastern Abyss, which is like the dark pit of the ocean floor where humans can't live. And it gets reduced to an extremely tacky headline.
Penis-esque.
penis-esque.
All right, well, it can get in the bin with Ken dolls and dog meat. What a day we're having
here. It's quite a collection
of
the trash.
What should we be paying attention to?
Look, there was something this week that is really serious, and it's a story that has come out of the Royal Commission into Protection of Detention of Children in Detention in the Northern Territory.
Wow.
And, I mean, you can have a look at the full story online. It's quite detailed. But basically, the commission heard this week the story of a mother who took her own life not long after her child was taken from her and put into state care. Now, this was told to the commission because the grandmother of the child actually applied for care but was refused, even though she had a Working with Children check, because in the past she had been in a violent relationship. So this story is really symbolic, I guess, of the really sobering reminder that the stolen generation is still a thing. It's not something that's happened in the past. Disadvantaged Indigenous communities are still suffering from outdated and culturally insensitive bureaucracy that tears families apart at a huge cost.
Wouldn't it be nice to see a countrywide outrage about that rather than a dog meat satay stick?
Yeah, the mood whiplash is appalling. It's really difficult to read these kinds of stories and then see the news filled with headlines about Ken dolls with high collars.
Shane Anderson, I don't know why I make you do this every week, but I'm glad it's you and not me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.